Hello, hello.
So here's the setup. You've got Von Neumann probes meet Grey Goo. So you've got one race who's created these seed ships to map out the galaxy, create more of the seed ships, and proliferate. And one of them meets what used to be a planet, another race who created nanomachines that just self-replicated until they were all that was left.
This is like an unstoppable force meets impenetrable wall, only with
I think it's unstoppable force meets unstoppable force. It's just a matter of scale.
I don't know enough about the Von Neumann machines. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I think that if you've ever seen like Stargate, when they talk about like how could there be all these Stargates, it's because there were seed ships. So they basically created a ship, sent it out into the galaxy. That ship went as far as it could, starts mapping, starts doing all sorts of stuff, but along the way replicates itself, you know, lands somewhere, gets enough materials to make another three ships, and then they go out. So it's self-replicating, but okay, less.
So it's a big self-replicating versus small self-replicating.
Right.
A matter of scale. Oh, but the gray goo just eats everything. So
presumably whatever, like maybe it ate this planet, but because of gravitational limits or its own AI limits, never turned into an actual spacefaring entity. It's more of a Galactus sort of mass than it is something that would send out little bits of itself.
So the seed ship. Oh, well, okay. So I guess if the self-replicating gray goo, like, how does it decide what it's going to eat? So, like, just everything, or does it do anything to, like, track down the source of something? Because, like, if you've got a seed ship and these things eat it and like, can somehow track down where it came from, would they go? Or would they just latch onto the seed ship as it's passing by, and then the seed ship is just out in space, and now you have a gray goo?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of like, I like that second idea where the nanomachines are either dormant or something, and they're sort of more like a plague. You know, the seed ship is seen as very proper and making the universe a better place and mapping it or blah, 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 but turns into an unknowing plague carrier.
I imagine, like, yeah, you're going along and you're doing, you know, generations of stuff and just floating through space, and then you land somewhere and all of a sudden it's just like, oh no, this planet is getting eaten. What happened?
Well, you know, it would also, I guess you could look at it from a different perspective. You could see different races who see the seed ships as the bringer of doom. The seed ships aren't.
Oh, yeah. You end up with a definite situation where some of the seed ships are definitely good. They're bringing things, you know, and all that. But then you have the plague ships, basically.
Or
you have a.
Depending on how.
American history.
Or depending on how smart the nanomachines are, maybe they're waiting for a period after the seed ship is left so that the seed ship doesn't know. The seed ship is the only one in the galaxy who thinks it's still great.
Oh, poor seed ship. All it wanted was something nice, somewhere to put its feet down.
But then when you touched on the other thing, I do like the idea that, like, the nanomachines do, you know, they learn about the seed ship and the prospect of this network of planets and this information and create their own sort of hacky seed ship to go after the rest of them.
Yeah, they just propagate in a line. Or like the starship bugs just like shoot plasma from the thing. I just imagined that Grey Goo could do all sorts of wacky physics tricks to get out of the atmosphere of wherever they are.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll figure this out before we just all get Grey Goo'd here.
All right, good.
Talk to you next time.
You take care.